if they're just trying to get from point A to point B, they're going to look for an opener area than they will for, you know, something where they're going to have to fight their way through shrubs and tall grasses and stuff. That said, tall grasses can hide lots of interesting little critters and can also be fun. But when you do create pathways, if you use flagstones, stuff like this, watch out for sharp edges because you don't want your dog to cut their feet on them. And you can use fences and pathways also to help establish these kind of boundaries. When it comes to fences, there may be some zoning restrictions where you live, so you'll want to make sure you understand what you can and can't do before you start down that path, whether there's restrictions on height, type. Some communities prohibit chain link fences. Black or green might blend in better with the landscape, but that may not be the aesthetic you're looking for. Now, a note on invisible fences, they're really not recommended. The veterinarians, the companion animal specialist at the University of Illinois that I spoke with, they really don't recommend invisible fences for a couple of reasons. One is, like I know with my dog, if there is a squirrel outside of her boundary, that one-time shock's going to be worth it. So she will run right through it and take the shock so that she can go after the squirrel. I don't know what she has against squirrels, but man, yeah. So invisible fences are really not recommended for that reason. And then when they try to come back, they remember that they got that shock last time and they may be hesitant to come back. I think some of the newer models, they've fixed that, but the dog may not know that. So the other thing about invisible fences is they don't keep other animals out. So you still have that to contend with as well. A high solid fence isn't going to quiet a barky dog, no matter how much you want it to. They're still going to be able to smell and hear the people or the animals on the other side of it. So that may not work. If your dog jumps fences or tunnels under them, there are things you can do there. If they tunnel under them, maybe you put a planter in the areas where they've been trying to dig. You know, looks nice and also is a physical barrier to keep them from being able to dig. Or if they like to jump, I've seen it done. It's actually really cool. String a wire up a little ways and then put a pool noodle on there. So as they jump, they're going to try and grab onto something, but the pool noodle is going to roll and that's going to roll them right back into the yard. So I've seen that done as like a coyote boundary as well, because it works either way. So that is an option that you can try. Now, when it comes to water, you want to make sure that while your dog's outside, they always have access to clean water, especially on hot days. If you're planning a pond in your area, make sure that if your dog gets in it, whether you want him to or not, there's a way for him to easily get out. The last thing you want is the dog to fall in and then not be able to pull himself out of it again. And decide if you even want him to be able to climb in if, you know, he's going to be tracking that pond right back into your house. So you also will want to be mindful of cyanobacteria blooms. This is something that happens in warmer weather when the blue-green algae reproduce quickly, which is what's referred to as the bloom. It resembles blue or green paint spilled in the water, or it might have a blue or green crust at the shoreline.